إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فقال الله جل جلاله في كتابه: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentions in his Quran, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, that every individual shall taste death. Today's reminder, today's khutbah will be about death, what death is and what happens to the individual at the point of death. Wa mal maut? Death is merely a transition period where an individual goes from darul dunya, where we are living now, he enters into Darul Barzakh, the life or the time that he will spend in the grave. And what will come after that is he will enter into Darul Akhirah, the three dars, the three stages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions fi Surah Al-Ankabut, the 29th chapter of the Quran, ayah number 64. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that this life isn't the real living. This life is merely diversion and amusement to what shall come. وَإِنَّ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ, and indeed the next life, the hereafter, لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ, that is the ever-living. That is the dar, that will, the eternal life, if only the individuals knew. So Jannah is the goal. Jannah is the goal. And death is what cuts a person off from this dunya and moves him into the next life. As we find from the famous hadith, the individual in this life, he's able to perform good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ إِنْقَطَى عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٍ يَنْتَفِعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. That when an individual passes away, his actions are cut in this dunya, except for the three things that were mentioned: an ongoing charity or knowledge that an individual benefits someone with, that individual keeps acting upon after he has passed away, or a righteous son who will make dua, or righteous child who will make dua for them. Allah mentions in Surah Luqman things that only Allah knows and things that the creation have no knowledge about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Luqman, 31st chapter of the Quran, ayah number 34. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Allah is the only one who has complete knowledge about the akhirah, or about the hour rather. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the rain. And Allah has perfect and complete knowledge about the rain. The exact second it will start, the exact second that it ends, how many raindrops will fall, where it will rain, how heavy the rain will be, so on and so forth. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows what is inside the womb of the mother. Not just if it is a male or a female, or if there's twins. Allah knows the exact perfect details entirely about what is in the womb. Will the individual be a Muslim? Will he die upon Iman? Will he live a life on Islam? How long that individual was born? كذا وكذا. Then Allah says, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. And no one really knows. Nobody knows what he will earn tomorrow. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. This is our shahid, our point of evidence. And nobody knows what land he will die in. Nobody knows the reality, the hal of how he will die, when he will die, how will his state, how will he be when he passes away? Will he have put forward enough actions? Will he have made sufficient tawbah? Because we do not know when the end of our exam is, we are unable to prepare accordingly. In this life, if you're in school or college or university, or when we study at our Alamiya program under our Mashayikh, when we look at, when we have an exam, the time is on the board. When you see you have 20 minutes left, you might go, look at the 50 marker, make sure you've answered it, go through your exam properly, ensure that you've covered all of the points, so on and so forth. If you, when we don't know when the end of our exam will be, it doesn't allow us to prepare accordingly. Death is something that is undisputed. Death is something that the believer believes in, the disbelieving believes in. The person who is old believes in death. The young person believes in death. The person who is male, female, regardless of his nationality, everyone understands death is a reality and is something that we will all go through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran, ayah number 28. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. Allah poses a question. How is it possible for you to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you were something that was dead to this entire world? Before you're born, no one knows about you. You have no life on this earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. Then Allah allowed two droplets of fluid to create a fetus, an embryo, then a fetus, then for it to grow. Then Allah allowed the miracle of childbirth for you to come into this earth. كُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا, you was dead. ثُمَّ فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Then Allah is promising you, after you have lived your life on this earth, you are going to die. But that's not the end. Allah says, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. Then you will be given life again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect you. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And then you will be sent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then all of us will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will be questioned and we will be asked about what we've done and what we put forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Al-Jumu'ah, the 62nd chapter of the Quran, verse number 8. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Say indeed, this death that you might be trying to run away from, this wealth that you're just trying to accumulate and you're living your life in this dunya as if you will stay here forever, this death that you're trying to evade and escape from, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. It will come and it will meet you with certainty. It will come and put itself in your path. You will not be able to live forever. Surah An-Nisa, the fourth chapter of the Quran, ayah number 78. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Wherever you may be in this earth, whatever you are doing, maut will come to you even if you try to hide and build a big fortress for yourself to escape this from. Inevitable, absolutely inevitable. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Ali Imran, third chapter, ayah 184 again. كَمَا ذَكَرْنَا فِي الْآيَةِ الْأُولَى. As we mentioned in the first ayah, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every individual will taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And then you will have to put forward your affairs on the day of judgment. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. So whoever is able to escape and get out of the fire, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and enter paradise, فَقَدْ فَازَ. That individual has won. That individual has become successful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And what is this life except for delusion and mere enjoyment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahyanan, when you read the Quran, you just say Allahu Akbar, because the language that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses and chooses to use have profound meanings and benefits. Allah shows the word ذَاقَ يَذُوقُ ذُقْ, to taste something. Allah says, every individual will taste death. Amazing. Why? Everyone will experience death, but people will experience it differently. The one who is accustomed to eating maybe spicy or hotter foods, and it's his culture, it's his ada, that's how he grew up, that's how he's brought up. Opposed to the one who doesn't eat food that is hot in nature and spicy. If they eat from the same plate, they will eat from the same food, they will have completely different experiences. The one who's used to hot food will thoroughly enjoy the meal. The other individual will be in pain. His nose is running, his mouth is on fire, water, tissue, kada wa kada. So Allah says, you will taste death. Kullu nafsin. Every individual will taste death. And as we will take, there's a lengthy hadith we wish to take, inshallah. The Muslim at the time of death, his situation is completely different to the kafir at the time of death. One of them goes through ease. One of them goes through ease when the soul comes out of the body. And the events that follow that are peaceful for him. And he's just waiting and waiting for Jannah to come to him. And the other individual at the time of death, torment, torture, and what comes, what shall come is worse. Further along in Surah Ali Imran, in the penultimate pages, page 75, 76, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the believing individual, what he will say when he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them what he's promised them. He will mention, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ. Oh Allah, whoever you put into the hellfire, you have disgraced them. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And those oppressors, those wrongdoers, they will have no one to assist them. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, we heard a caller calling towards Iman. فَآمَنَّا. So we believe, and آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. To believe in your Lord, so we believed. رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Oh Allah, so forgive us for our shortcomings. وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. And overlook our mistakes and our shortcomings and allow us to pass away with the righteous. رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and grant us what you promised us through your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not forsake us on the day of qiyamah. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Oh Allah, you do not go against your promise. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Those who wish to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have ease of times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيُّ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى. That Allah will reply to them and give them what they have asked, and he will not waste the actions of the righteous male or female. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. So we ask ourselves, at the time of death, what actually happens? And how is the experience for the people that pass away? Death has a level of pain and agony that is said, if that was the only pain and agony that there was on this dunya, it's enough for an individual to be scared of. And if there was anyone who was more befitting for them to not go through this pain, it would have been the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we find in the hadith of when he was passing away, even he had to go through this pain. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the pain that he was going through, he would fall unconscious and then he would regain his consciousness, and he had a bucket of water in front of him. Then he would dip his hands into this water and wipe it over his face. Then he looked to his companions and he said to them, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْمَوْتِ سَكَرَاتٍ. That indeed in death there is pain. Surah Al-An'am, the 6th chapter, verse 93. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. And if you, O Prophet, was to see the wrongdoers in the throes of death, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ. And the angels are reaching in with their hands, commanding them, أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ الْيَوْمِ. Remove your souls and take your bodies out. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ. Today you will receive the punishment of those, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ غَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَكُنْتُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهِ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Today you will be recompensed for the lies that you spread about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for being arrogant towards him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah says, and finally, ultimately, the throes of death have come with truth. يَقِينًا ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتُ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. That is what you were trying to escape. Throes, linguistically, Englishly, means in intense or violent pain and struggle that comes accompanying birth or death. So death has come to you, and it's reality. You're seeing it with your own eyes. The thing that you wanted to turn away from and try to get away from has finally come to see you. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, 56th chapter, ayah number 83 to 85. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. And on that day when the nafs, the soul, comes and reaches the collarbone, وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون. And you are looking at it as a reality in front of your eyes. And you can see your soul coming out of your body. ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون. And death, and we are much closer to you, and we are more closer to it than you, but you do not see. Also Surah Al-Waqi'ah, 75th chapter, ayah number 26. كلا إذا بلغت التراقي. Again, when the soul comes and reaches the collarbone. وقيل من راق. And the people are asking, where is the راقي? Where is the doctor? Where is the individual that can help and assist this individual? وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. But that person has come to the ultimate certainty. He is going to die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أحيانا in the Quran, he uses a word and it can have its meaning and its opposite meaning. So the word ظَنَّ means to doubt. But in this case, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also uses it in other places in the Quran, in Surah Yusuf, where the person says, وَقَالَ الَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِنْهُ اذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. And tell the one who... Yusuf didn't think this person was going to come out of the prison. Yaqeen, and he knew that was the one who was going to be saved, and that was the one that was going to be put to death. So the person now, وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ, and that person knows his time has come. The certainty has come. Their legs have been wrapped towards together. So this pain, we have to ensure, is this pain going to be the final pain that we enjoy in this dunya? وَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرٌ, and what comes after it is going to be peace and tranquility, and the beauties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the believers, or is this death the beginning of more torment and more punishment for those that have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's a lengthy hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the events that take place at death, and there's a comparison between how the Muslim will receive it and how the disbeliever will receive it. Perceive it. It's a lengthy hadith. Perhaps we will only take some of the main points of benefit that we can take, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the believing servant when he's leaving this life and journeying to the hereafter. Malaika yanzulu alayhi. Angels come and descend upon him. Their faces white as though they are the sun. And they sit around him and they sit as far as the individual's eye can see. And with them, they have a cloth from the cloths of Jannah. A beautiful cloth with the most amazing of fragrances on it. And they sit and they wait for who? For Malikul Maut, the angel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in charge of taking the soul of the believers and the disbelievers, taking the soul of every individual. Then the angel of death comes and he sits upon close to or beside the head of the individual. Then he says to him, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul jamila, O you virtuous soul, ukhruji, come out to the forgiveness and the pleasure of your Lord. Then the soul will come out as easy as if you took a jug of water and you poured it. The water will flow out very smoothly. This is the same way the soul of the righteous individual will exit the body. He doesn't hold it for more than a blink of an eye and he passes it to the angels that were waiting there with the kafan from Jannah. Then they wrap the individual. Then they start to take him up through the samawat. And every time they go through a samawat, the angels say, who is this beautiful soul that you have with you? And they will say, Fulan ibn Fulan, they will say the individual's name, the son of his father. Then they will make dua for him and call him from the best of the names that he has. Until he is taken to the sky of this world. And they knock on the door. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is it? And then they will say, Fulan ibn Fulan, such and such, the son of such and such. Then he will say, Uktubuhu fi illiyin, write his name in illiyin, the book of those that are righteous. Then the soul will come down and will be placed back into the body. All of this is happening while the person is being washed, while the burial is taking place, while the janazah is taking place, and at the moment that he is placed in the grave and the last individuals walk away, the soul is brought back and put into the body again. Then the two angels will come, Munkar and Nakir, terrifying angels, and they will tell the individual to sit up. Then they will ask him the questions. Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? The individual who lived his life as a Muslim and lived his life as though Allah was his Lord will say, Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah. Then they'll say, وَمَا دِينُكَ? They'll say, and what is your religion? The individual will say, my religion is Islam. Then they'll say, وَمَاذَا تَقُولُ عَنِ الرَّجَلِ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِيكُمْ? Or they'll say, وَمَنْ نَبِيُّكَ? Then they'll say, what do you say about this man that was sent to you? Or they'll say, who is your prophet? The individual say, my prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a caller will call out from the sky and say, and qad sadaqa abdi, that my slave has told the truth. So clothe him from the clothes that are in Jannah and open him a door from Jannah so that its goodness can come into him, and widen and expand his grave as far as he can see. Then the individual will say, O Allah, bring the hour close so that I may reunite with my family and with my wealth. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the opposite and describes how the individual who is a disbeliever will be at this time. Then he says, and the transgressing, wicked, disbelieving servant of Allah, if he is leaving this life and journeying to the hereafter, angels will descend on him. Their faces will be black and will be darkened, and they will have with them a coarse woolen fabric, and they will made from fire, in some of the narrations is mentioned. And then they will sit as long as his eyes can see, and they will wait. Wait for who? Malikul Maut. Then the angel of death will come down and sit beside his head and say to him, O you wicked, wretched soul, أخرجي إلى غضب من ربك, come out into the anger and fury of your Lord. Then the soul will try to run and hide inside the body. As we mentioned before the ayah, they will reach in and say, أخرجي أنفسك, take yourself out today. They will reach in and they will rip him out, the same way a hot iron is pulled through cotton. The Khalifa, when Umar ibn al-Khattab was a Khalifa, he asked one of the companions to describe death to him. The companion said, it's as if a thorn is placed into the body and is attached to every vein, blood cell and vessel inside the body. Then the strongest person in the dunya is to pull on that thorn. فَيَأْخُذُ مَا يَأْخُذُ وَبَقِيَ مَا بَقِي. So it will take whatever it takes and it will leave whatever it leaves. A painful experience. How did the believing soul exit the body? As smooth as water being poured out of a jug. And the disbelieving soul is pulled out, causing excessive pain to the individual. The angel of death doesn't hold it for too long and passes it to the angels that were waiting. Then they wrap him. Then they take him and they ascend him up, up, up. When he knocks on the door, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when he knocks on the sky, Allah says, Uktubuhu fi sijjin, write his name in the sijjin. And he is thrown back down, thrown back into the body the moment the body is placed inside the grave, and the last two people walk, or the last two footsteps are heard exiting. Then the same two, Munkar and Nakir, the same two terrifying angels will come to that individual and they will say to him, sit up. Man Rabbuk. The individual say, ha? Ha? La adri. Wa ma deenuk? Ha? Ha? La adri. Wa madha taqul an ar-rajul alladhi ba'atha feekum, o wa man nabiyuk? The same answer. It's mentioned this is an answer of complete confusion. He's got no idea. سمعت الناس يقولون كذا وكذا. I heard the people, they used to say such and such. It's very strange. The questions are extremely simple. Who is your Lord? What is your religion? And what do you say? Who is your prophet? And we find it when we teach here on the weekend madrasa, we teach the students, towards the end of the semester, we give them an exam. We give them the exact questions they will be asked on the exam, 2 weeks prior to the exam. Then we go over the questions with them and give them the answers. Then the same on the Sunday. Then they have a whole week to revise. And they write the answers on the paper. Then they come back on the Saturday. We revise the questions with them again. The same on the Sunday. Then they come the following week and they have the exam. When a student does very bad, لعل, perhaps there's circumstances due to the reason the student not getting a good grade. But if the person, everything is okay at home, and they just didn't revise and they put in the effort, we find it very strange that we taught you the syllabus and we gave you the questions and we gave you the answers and you were still unable to produce the results. This is a small example. Your akhirah is dependent upon you knowing who your Lord is, what your deen is, and who your messenger is. The knowledge of this is not sufficient for you to be able to pass this exam. Did you live your life like Allah was your Lord? Did you pray 5 times a day? How was your qiyam? How was your sadaqah? How was your salah? How was your siyah? How were these things? That when you needed help, did you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is your religion? Did you live like a Muslim?
When he was in school and they said, come to prom, did you say, I'm a Muslim, this is not from, this is something I don't indulge in? When you went to Freshers Week at university, when they said, come to the pub with us when he was at work, did you say, I'm a Muslim? I don't do that. Can you give me a description of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How did he look? Were your garments above the ankles as well? Your actions and characteristics, were they to match the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can you narrate a hadith to me? Advice to myself first and foremost. But if you don't live your life according to these principles, you will not be able to answer these questions accordingly. Then a caller will call out from the sky and say, "An kathaba abdi," that my slave has lied. Then that individual will say, "Oh Allah, do not bring the hour close. Do not bring the hour close." He wants to delay this punishment as long as he can. Death is something that is inevitable, and death is something that is going to come to you. So upon you is to stand upright and act like a Muslim. Act according to how you want to answer these questions. If you live your life like a Muslim, if you spend all your time in the masjid, the likelihood of you dying in ibadah is higher. If you live your life sinning, the likelihood of you passing away sinning is higher. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of endings, and to give our families the best of endings, and to make our mothers have an easy time during this period of the questioning. We ask Allah to give our fathers an easy, to Allah to be pleased with our fathers when He takes their souls. Oh Allah, do not take our souls and You are displeased with us. Oh Allah, do not take our souls until we've repented, a repentance that is accepted. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana min a'thabin fil qabr. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من عذاب في القبر ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة اللهم ثبت أقدامهم اللهم ثبت أقدامهم اللهم سدد رميهم وسواريخهم اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم اشف مريضهم اللهم طهر مسجد الأقصى من قبض اليهود اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا المسلمين في كل مكان وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد قوموا للصلاة